Welcome to the Texas Country Tour Podcast. Whether you're looking for a performance near you or want to learn more about your favorite local artists, this show connects you with all things Texas country music. From deep in the heart of Texas, here's your host, Cameron Mitchell.
Howdy, happy Wednesday, and welcome to this week's episode of the Texas Country Tour Podcast. We're the only podcast out there that both highlights local artists and helps you plan your upcoming weekend. No matter where you live in Texas, we're here to feature a show near you. This is the last regular episode of the season, and I hope you love it. I saved some of the best for last on this episode. Next week, we will have our first annual Christmas podcast episode. Want to know exactly what that will entail? Stay tuned for later in the show. If you want to learn more about today's episode, please look at the show notes in this episode's information section. Are y'all ready for this? Take a seat, grab a cold one, and let's start making plans. In the Song on Repeat segment, I pick a tune from a greater Texas-based artist that I've had on repeat via Spotify. This week's song is an incredibly strong one that comes from a rising Lone Star artist. Let's listen in to Grace Tyler's My Mistake.
Wish I'd known better than to give my all to you. A love like that is too good to be true.
I love this song. I love this song. I absolutely love this song. I cannot say it enough. The music is beautifully composed, Grace's vocals are powerful, and the songwriting is superior on this track. Why is this track so powerful in my opinion? All right, take a seat. Imagine having a vision for the longest time where every ounce of your being is working on and investing time into growing a relationship, a home, and eventually a family with someone so special to your heart. Day in and day out, you dedicate time, money, and emotional energy into this shared dream for years and even decades. This is the vision, the end goal that is constantly on your mind as both reassurance and motivation. You're betting your entire life on this person. And then Grace delivers the line, "I never saw you seeing somebody else. My mistake." That is beautifully incredible, also heart-wrenching. Bear with me here. She paints this beautiful picture in the stanza, then just burns it to the ground with that last line. That's what makes this song so amazingly beautiful. It's absolutely poetic. Grace wrote this song with Justin Lee, according to the credits on Spotify. Just for this song alone, I want to throw a bouquet of roses y'all's way and give a standing ovation. This would have been in my Spotify Wrapped playlist, maybe top five songs listened to, but unfortunately, I just discovered this song not even a month ago. Additionally, I love the soft and subtle pedal steel guitar that doesn't steal the spotlight, but instead helps tie into listening to the story. I also have to add that I really like the slow build created throughout the tune. Y'all, I can't say it enough. I absolutely love this song. I checked out the music video on YouTube of Grace singing this. It's actually labeled a visualizer on the title, but I think it's technically a music video because it's not a still image or just lyrics like other visualizers. Anyways, the point I'm wanting to make is that I believe an official music video for this song can be improved on. This is a song with a beautiful story, and that story needs to be acted out like a short film. I think once an official music video premieres for this song, then it would help garner the attention of country music fans outside of Texas, thus propelling the song into more places and popularity. Grace is a fellow North Texan hailing from Frisco. The singer-songwriter has been performing as support for large Texas country acts at a young age. She moved to Nashville in 2019 to attend Belmont University. She released this song as her first ever release this year. Her latest release is the Whatever It Is single from August, and I can honestly say it's a banger that's also worth a listen. At the time of recording this, her website isn't listing any upcoming performances. You can learn more about Grace on her website, gracetylermusic.com. You can connect with her on her social media. Her Twitter handle is @gracetylermusic, and her Instagram handle is @grace.tyler. Y'all know what to do. Go check her music out. In the Come to Texas segment, I choose one North American artist that isn't from Texas nor frequents the state, but we'd sure love to have them here. This week's artist we'd love to come to Texas is AJ Cross. I've been trying since September of this year to get the green light on playing his music for y'all, but unfortunately, I'll have to throw in the towel on this one. His song, It Can Wait, is what I'd strongly recommend y'all listen to since I cannot play it at this time. It was my most streamed song on Spotify this year. We're talking triple digits, people. Wait, should I sing it?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I better not, just to be safe. Go check it out. AJ has amazing masculine vocals that can sound like honey to the listener's ears. My only wish for this artist is that he had more music out for us to enjoy. AJ was born and raised in Oregon and started singing since he was the age of 3. After performing around the Pacific Northwest, he made the journey to Nashville to pursue a career in country music. AJ prides himself as a songwriter and is constantly working on the next song. His most recent release is the Dirt Poor Rich single from earlier this year. It doesn't look like his next performances are listed on his website, but we'd sure love to have him over here in the Lone Star State. Be sure to visit his website, ajcross.com, to learn more about him. You can connect with him on social media. His Twitter is @AJCrossOfficial, and his Instagram is @AJCrossAJCross. Boy, that's redundant. AJ Cross, please come to Texas. Next Wednesday, we'll have our first annual Christmas special with a countdown of all the recently released Christmas music from your favorite Texas country music artists. You won't want to miss it.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
A lot of our friends are still in Las Vegas for the NFR, so there aren't any rodeos or festivals for this weekend, but stay tuned for next time. Here are the 5 featured performances across the state of Texas this weekend. Number 5. McKinney. Caitlin Butts is coming to Hank's Texas Grill on Saturday, December 11th at 9 p.m. General admission is $18. Number 4.
If that light
Corpus Christi, Jaden Hamilton is coming to Brewster Street Ice House on Friday, December the 10th at 9 p.m. General admission is $25. Number 3.
We can hit the road, never look back. We can run off with the rodeo. You can be the nail where I hang my hat, the turquoise marble in my bolo. If you wanna be that last call slow dance, I can be the hand that spins you round. If you wanna chase that red dirt sunset, baby, say the word, we can run it.
Beaumont. The Chad Cook Band is coming to the Sawdust Saloon on Friday, December the 10th at 9 p.m. General admission is $10 in advance and $15 at the door. Number 2.
Play it again. Every time you kiss me like that, you make me wanna spend all afternoon in the rhythm of you. Yeah, I'm gonna let my hair fall down, get lost in the sweet, sweet sound of every little whisper.
Waco. Holly Tucker is coming to Stay Classy Waco Wine Bar on Thursday, December the 9th at 8 p.m. The performance is available to dining patrons. Number 1.
My baby's just a little crazy. Hot fire raging. Wild free. Yeah, maybe it's just a little crazy. That's okay. He's crazy, crazy about me. Yeah. He's a midnight ride on borrowed time. Take me to the moon and back. He's the heat.
Sheridan. Brandy Balin is coming to the Splashway Water Park on Friday, December 10th at 6:30 p.m. General admission is free. I want to give a big thank you to all the artists who granted me permission to play clips of their songs on today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Remember to catch our Christmas special next week. Same time, same place. To catch all the latest from us, you can follow us on Instagram at Texas Country Tour and on Twitter at TX Country Tour. Reach out and let us know what you think about the podcast. Feel free to ask us questions about the show. Our goal is to connect you to the greatest music genre in the Lone Star State. So, where is Texas country music taking you this weekend? I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Texas Country Tour Podcast. Be sure to visit us at texascountrytour.com. stay safe, have fun, and support live music.